More renovations will continue at the New York State Fairgrounds now that $70 million was recently approved in the state budget for changes. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, not everyone is happy with some of the proposed ideas.
Included in the $70 million is funding for an aerial gondola that will connect the fair and Lakeview Amphitheater. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney admits it came out of left field.
But so did the amphitheater, and the concern and the conversation about the amphitheater right out of the gate was kind of fierce. But once it was built and people saw how beautiful it was, and it was such a successful season that now people are really excited about the amphitheater, I think the same is going to be true with the gondola.
But Syracuse area State Senator John DeFrancisco sees things differently.
I don't think anybody other than the governor and possibly the county executive favor the gondola, including the group that was appointed by the governor to study what the next phase of renovation should be at the state fair.
He says funding would be better invested in improving the transportation and paved parking at the amphitheater. A criticism has been that unpaved parking makes accessibility difficult for people in wheelchairs. The $70 million includes a new on-ramp to Interstate 690 and improvements to the fair's parking lot that's closest to the amphitheater. Mahoney says if the state accelerates the schedule to make more accessible parking, she will forgive an outstanding payment from the state for the amphitheater's first concert. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.